morning, and thanks for tuning in KSLM this fine day here on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM as we now present Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Good morning to you. Oh, another beautiful morning. Hopefully you've had a chance to grab that cup of coffee or hot tea. I think I'm on my second cup this morning. Yes, getting used to the new earlier schedule, you know, recovering from the great Sturgis experience, the Black Hills of South Dakota, back home now here in our beautiful Willamette Valley. So nice to be here, enjoying a wonderful festive, loving this weather. And we're continuing to see temperatures in the 80s. I had an opportunity to go with the chamber women yesterday. In fact, here in Salem, we have a wonderful Chamber of Commerce in Salem, and I was invited by Stephanie Bob. Hello, Stephanie, with United Way. And we went to the wonderful winery excursion. And I'm telling you, Red Hawk Winery, we had a wonderful, just out above the Willamette Valley, the view, you could see the mountains, the mountain range over there to the east. And there you could see the vineyards and just a gorgeous picture of where we live right now. And not only that, but several women business leaders and community leaders gathered together, and it was real cute, social distancing excursion. Everybody was keeping their distance and several had their mask, you know, they were being all compliant and all of that, but it was so good to connect and get to know some new gals and family. Really, we're all, you know, in a big community, doing our part, doing the best we can to stay connected, stay encouraged, and gather together. And I just want to say thanks to the leadership for putting that together. It was really encouraging to me. And I ran into, which was really fun, Amy Ryan Corser as well. She's been on the campaign trail running for House District 5, the U.S. Congress, and getting caught up with her and what's going on in her campaign. That was really fun. And so there's all kinds of events starting to pop up and things to do. And I want to remind you, if you have something going on, I'd love to talk about it, promote it, have you on the air, talk about it. Give me an email. Send me an email, Stacey, S-T-A-C-E-Y, at KSLM. Dot news. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use here to encourage, educate, engage, and empower. And one area I'm particularly interested in finding out on, and I asked him to be my co-host this morning, Bill Cummings. I am so interested in finding out how the best of Willamette Valley is doing since its big promotion and release, and identifying over 329 area businesses that were promoted and selected by our community members as the best of the Willamette Valley. How are you this morning?
I'm good.
Welcome.
Healthy?
Yes.
Loving the weather.
Oh, I know. This is epic right now. This is like the best time in the Willamette Valley, right?
This is what they would call Chamber of Commerce weather. This is when you want to bring people in to see that the great Willamette Valley is a great place to live and have a business and to raise a family and so to be American.
American, yes, and it is worth fighting for and telling this story. And one of the neat things that happened when we were traveling and people were like, oh, you're in Oregon now? Why there? And I said, because it's God's country. It's beautiful.
Right.
The people are amazing. Yes, I know there's that thing going on in Portland, but we're about 45 minutes south of there. So
right. We get that, too. We've had conversations, you know, we're talking to different markets and people kind of say, oh, Oregon, are you impacted by all of the riots?
Mm-hmm.
And no, because we're in Salem. So then people kind of sigh. But I think there are people in Portland that aren't impacted by the riots.
Yes.
Except for the poor people downtown.
But, yeah.
Which, that's a whole nother topic. It's boy, somebody's got to start doing something because they're losing control.
Absolutely. It's time for some leadership. And I talked about this a little bit yesterday and got some good feedback on it where with all the fires that are popping up, because we've had a drier than normal season. It's been, I guess there was a little bit of rain when I was gone, but it's been a season since we've had some significant rain. Now, there may be some in the forecast in the next few days, but I don't know anything that's real significant. And we're used to having a little more rain than we've been. And so these fires are popping up. And in the process of this, all of a sudden, here's Governor Brown, and she's looking like she's the commander in chief, and you know, and Ranger Brown with her outfit, and mm-hmm. and you know, taking command of the situation. Of course, everybody wearing masks and 6 foot apart, and all of this in this press conference. And I'm thinking, okay, Governor, step up and do the same thing. Let's see you in Portland, in the inner city there, next to the mayor, and let's get control of this situation, which is just as deadly and devastating to businesses and people that live there, right?
There are fires.
It's indeed the case. They're burning Bibles and all kinds of stuff and flags. And so it is a little bit of an ironic situation where you have this. It's like you pick and choose which disaster, or which trouble to highlight and forget about the rest. And what it's all a boiling point, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
It's a boiling point. And at that point of boil, what are we going to do about that? And I think here in Oregon, we're deciding that how we're going to handle it, at least initially, is through the recall and through also the ballot box, or should we say the post office box.
Well, and that's the way you do it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't do it by taking to the streets. You do it by taking to the polls.
Mm-hmm.
And there are ways and methods. And the people that founded Oregon and founded the United States put all those in place because they came from anarchy. So,
right.
For us and for what we do, you know, I think when you look at all of the chaos that's going on, and in the height of the pandemic, we continued with our program.
Mm-hmm.
It was like taking a fresh, ice cold drink of water.
Mm.
It was like, oh, I can put that aside and focus on what I'm here for, and that's to be in business,
right?
And that, I tell you, that's resonating in all the markets that we're in across the country. That
yes.
that our best of program and the formula is our client. I was texting last night because in Las Vegas, we're just finishing up nominations
mm-hmm.
and we're setting records again.
Good.
on what we're bringing in as far as people interested in it. And it's because people want to focus on being in business and,
mm-hmm.
and there is life after COVID. There is life after this election. So
yes.
I think people that are in business have much, much more of a long range view.
Mm-hmm.
And those that don't are don't. But for the most part, you know, small businesses, they're all in.
Yes.
You know, it's everything. And a lot of times, even like for us and this, your business here, for us, we have 8 lives that depend on us,
mm-hmm.
8 families
mm-hmm.
that depend on us for mm-hmm. their livelihood. So when you look at that, you know, and that's what gets me when you see the people rioting and looting. I mean, you're taking food and money away from people.
Well, and it's they try to say it's freedom of expression to destroy property, and somehow that is a protest. And I beg to differ. When you have individuals who have lives, employees, their own family, relying on the income of that little corner bakery, or you know, the deli, or you know, the dry cleaners, and they're constantly having to repair windows, and they're losing business because there's all this destruction and going around the corner. You know, I think we lose the message. I think any protest that turns into rioting and destroying property is certainly not a protest any longer. What are your thoughts on that?
I agree. And, you know, I really admired John Lewis
mm-hmm.
and his take on things and the way he did things. I mean, I'm a child of the late 60s.
Mm-hmm.
Sit-ins is what you used to do. You, mm-hmm. you'd sit down and you'd stop at peaceful protesting because
mm-hmm.
that's the way you get the message across.
Right.
Protesting with Molotov cocktails and destroying and putting bricks in the sidewalk. That's anarchy. That is not
right.
That and the message gets lost.
Yes.
And then you know when you attack the police and the people that hold order.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's nobody holding order right now.
No.
I'm amazed that the mainstream liberal national media is not paying more attention to what's going on in Portland.
Yes.
It'll destroy the city.
Well, the difficulty is that if as long as it supports the mainstream narrative,
mm-hmm.
they'll highlight it. But when it starts going away from their narrative, then they don't, then it's like not happening anymore until something happens and it follows their narrative. And it's not truthful, like, and it's not trustworthy. And I think people are starting to dismiss it, and they're going to the internet, and they're going to video on the scene videos on YouTube and things to find out what really is happening. And even an incident that happened in Sturgis, you may or may not have heard this. You know, there was word that Antifa was going to try to come and cause trouble during the Sturgis rally, right? So the very last day, second to the last day, last Saturday, there was a group who signed up for a permit to protest the rally. And so they did, but they took over they tried to take over the main street where the motorcycles go around. And so the law enforcement came, and how it appeared on the videos that the law enforcement was protecting the protesters from the bikers, you know, when the bikers were just like filming and watching, and there was some taunting back and forth. But the moment and I don't even think they were Antifa. I think they were local agitators from what I heard on the ground. The moment that they kind of went after some bikers, boy, the law enforcement was right there to stop it and take control of the situation. So it really wasn't anything. But the video footage, here's something that's interesting to show how things are manipulated. The video footage of it had sound added to it to make it sound like there was all this chaos going on and stuff. And right away, my Terry's like, yeah, that sound isn't accurate. And we watched other videos and it wasn't, you know. So people, how people manipulate to heighten or cause more drama is something that we, if we're not suspect or do our own common sense thinking, you know, critical thinking, we can get caught up into that, you know. And how many people said, oh, there was Antifa at Sturgis. Are you guys okay? And a lot of text messages and things, because they'd heard the rumor mill. Not so much. Not really an issue. And I think of all these communities that you're in, Laconia, New Hampshire, they're going to go ahead and try to have later this month, in a week or so, I think they're having their
Saturday
rally
this starts.
Weekend, rally, and other rallies that will maintain, maybe in Florida and stuff.
And Laconia is the oldest bike rally.
Yes, it is.
I think this is their 97th year.
Yes, and we've been, I think, to three of them. And we'll miss this year, but yes, there's such a esprit de corps and such a commonality among those who love motorcycles, motorcycle enthusiasts and bikers. And so when you see communities across the country that you're dealing with in these businesses, what is the overwhelming theme that you're hearing from them through this season of COVID?
I want to be in business, but I don't want to do anything wrong.
Mm.
So I want to follow the rules. I want to be in compliance, but I also want to be in business.
That's good. We're going to continue the conversation after this with Bill Cummings with the best of the Willamette Valley. We'll be back. Thank you for tuning in to KSLM Radio, news that you can use. We'll be back after this.
Hello, good morning. How you doing?
It's a good morning.
Good morning to you. Oh, indeed, it's a beautiful day. August 18th, 19th. Oh, my goodness. It's the 19th already.
21.
Not sure where the time's gone there, Bill. I know Monday was my daughter's birthday, and that's the 17th, and I'm thinking, oh, we're already Wednesday, the 19th, and school's right around the corner, and everybody is scrambling.
The corner or just on the screen, I guess, right?
Yeah, and people are scrambling on what to do, and some are going to put their kids in private school. Some are going to continue with a public school. They're going to do it remotely, all of this stuff. And all across the nation, it's such a challenge in what to do. And I am certainly, my heart's going out to parents. I'm thankful that all my kids are grown and promoted out of the house, and I don't have to deal with that personally, but my heart goes out to these parents, because I put myself in that situation 10 years ago. Five kids, five different schools at one point, driving them before I even went to work in the morning. You know, I know how heavy, and I think back to that, how did I do that? Let alone five kids, five different schools, five different computers, five different, you know, thinking through all of that, plus having to run a nonprofit organization. I just can't even imagine. So my heart goes out, and I know there are a lot of grandparents that are stepping up. that are helping. And so my hats go off to the grandparents and the aunts and uncles, and everybody's doing their part. And it's interesting. Here we are in 2020, and we're experiencing similarities to 100 years ago or so when, you know, families engaged in the raising of the children. It is kind of, in a sense, forcing families to get around the kitchen table again and have dinner, right?
And whether you like your family or not.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm. And things like the way that we're doing life, you know, it's so easy just with the soccer practice and the dance practice and all of this after school and the, you know, where we were a year ago compared to where we are now, because a lot of that shut down. We're redoing things and rethinking what's of value, right, and how we're doing this. And one thing that hasn't changed, Bill, is that a lot of us still love to eat out. And I heard a lot of people say, we were stuck at home for so long, I'm so tired of cooking and eating at home. I'm wanting to go out again. And what a great tool that this book, this beautiful little booklet, is beautiful on the table. In your office, put it on your office table, and I like to keep it in my car. And when Terry and I are like, we want to go somewhere to eat, where should we go? And since we're fairly new to the area, we're not as new as we were, it's been about 6 months now, we'll pull this up, or we'll pull it up on our phone,
right,
the best of the WillametteValley.com, and find our favorite place, or everybody else's favorite, because we're not there yet. But one thing we haven't done yet is the ribs. We're looking forward to going there, and of course we've had.
Well, I can tell you where two of the best are.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite?
Well, I like Adam's ribs.
Mm-hmm.
They are delicious. They fall off the bone. They're smoked.
Mm-hmm.
If you like smoked ribs,
yeah.
And then I think Roger, that is another good rib joint, according to the voters of the best
of.
That was quite a competitive category. I can't remember how many we had now, but restaurants are very competitive in our contest, and to hit the top two is really means that they do have a fan base. The other good thing, you talked about our website, you can go explore, enjoy a restaurant. And if you had a really good experience, you can go in, and we have our what we call our Red Star rating system.
Mm-hmm.
So you can give them up to 5 stars, and you can write a review and share your experience that the whole world can see. So it's kind of like the Willamette's very own Yelp.
Oh, I love it. I love it. And there's banking. I'm looking through here for, you know, if you need tires in your auto.
You need tires, a checking account, if you need to open up an account at a credit union.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we can map it out for you.
Yes.
Oh, get that. That's a bad pun.
Oh, I love it. Map it out. That's perfect. So my question is this, for those that are just tuning in, maybe not real familiar with the process, we had this vote early on in the spring, right? It was about March.
We started nominations, I believe it was in March, late February, early March. And so we do a call for nominations. So a lot of times in a program, when you look at this, you think, oh, everybody must have paid a dear amount of money to be in that book. And when you look at our book and you see all of the write-ups and the descriptions, that's an earned position.
Mm.
So they've had to been voted at top in their class by their fan base, by their customers.
Yes.
So and in our contest, there's no cost to entry. There's no cost to win. There's no cost to download our free assets to get people to vote and get engage your social media. A lot of people do a great job with social media.
Yes. And this is something that I didn't realize how these things work. But going back into Rapid City, talking to a business owner there, she used to do my hair for many years, a salon owner. She said, well, we do something like that here, but we have to pay. Mm-hmm. We have to pay to even be nominated. And then we have to pay to get our award. And we have to pay this. And she said, it's, you know, we got the number one, but we didn't even get anything to show, or weren't able to really advertise because we didn't have the extra funds. And I thought, that's not right. That doesn't seem fair. And I love, so let's reiterate the fact that you're nominated by your peers, that there's
yourself or your peers.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And that you get to promote yourself if you're selected as best of. And there's also advertising opportunities, right?
Promotional opportunities.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So the one of the big differences in the way that we work with the local newspaper just finished theirs, and they had two different types of rounds of voting, and you had to be in the top five. And our contest doesn't work like that. So the way we work is we take the nominations, we vet them if they're legitimate. If they say they're going to compete for best ribs, we make sure that they have ribs. Using that as an example, once it's vetted, then everybody who sells ribs is on the ballot, not just the five favorites. We don't go through – there's some people go through this exhaustive process of we'll do voting and nominations, and then they'll do a qualifying round. And then – I mean, and it's just ad nauseum. For us, you get on the ballot, and then you work your heart out to get voted in the top two. And from there, then we publish our book. Along the way, there are opportunities to remind people that you're there. We are in business, so, I mean, we're not bashful or ashamed about that. But nobody has a better chance with us. We have no favorite children, if you will.
Well, and this is something, this is a model that's working all around the country. When we come back from this break, I want us to talk a little more about some of the areas as well that this contest is going across the country and what you're finding there during COVID. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use on this Wednesday and every day. We'll be back after this.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's a good morning. Wake up to a brand new day.
Good morning to you. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Bringing you encouragement, here to educate, engage, and empower you with news that you can use. Want to thank Bill Sunderland with Country Financial Sunderland Agency for being a sponsor of the morning show. You can give him a call at 503-885-0789. And we have right here in the studio my co-host this morning, Bill Cummings. Bill, this is like the, fourth time you've been on the air with me. I think we're becoming a good team. What do you think?
Almost a Regis and Kelly.
We're gonna bring Salem up to the next level, right?
Right. And, you know, when we first started this, I joked with you that I would be your Regis. And as you know, we lost Regis.
Yes.
Well, we didn't lose him. We know where he is.
Yes.
But that was so...
Yeah, that was...
And that's the final answer.
Yeah, and that is the final answer. And certainly a life well-lived and touched so many people. And that's our desire, right, in living, is to leave a legacy and to touch as many lives. And certainly my perspective...
With your elbow.
Yes, and no more high fives or direct handshaking. Well, at least until the election infection's over.
On November 5th, you can go back to shaking hands.
Yep, we can go back to, like, and that, again, having that little window of a few weeks in Sturgis in the Black Hills of South Dakota was such a good medicine for me. Of course, we've talked about this, extrovert, right? I need that interaction with people and that connection and communication, and my forte is networking. If I hear someone has a need and I know someone has the solution, I like to put people together, and I'm a big advocate of, it's one thing to complain and see the deficit, but we need to add to that and add our own skill and our time, treasure, and talent and solution, right? And it's about being part of the solution.
Being a good connector. So when you were in Sturgis, did you make it over to visit the presidents at Mount Rushmore?
Yes. In fact, we had Friday, that first week we were there, Friday we broadcast from the base of the mountain, which was really amazing because Mount Rushmore is what brought me back to South Dakota. My family, my heritage is from there. They homesteaded. I've got generations of family, both on my Irish side and my more English side of my family. And so it was really good to be there at Mount Rushmore 30 years later. And I broadcast with a mentor of mine in radio who's down in Colorado, David Hunter. He would be amazing on talk radio. He's been in Christian radio, and now he's doing like traffic control. And can you imagine being on the helicopter in Denver doing traffic? Yeah, he's a part of that team that does the traffic in the Colorado area. He and I were at Mount Rushmore, and it was incredible to be there and to be at the base of Mount Rushmore, knowing that President Trump was there just earlier, you know, a month earlier. And
well, I would encourage. I grew up in Eastern Montana, so mm-hmm. our summers we would go to Mount Rushmore yeah. and to go see Crazy Horse,
right?
Which is another
beautiful
carving.
Mm-hmm.
But if you've, it's worth. I mean, I would, if you don't have a bucket list started
right.
with a visit to Mount Rushmore.
Mount Rushmore.
It is just, it's indescribable when you mm-hmm. stand there at the foot of this mountain. The creativity and the forethought that Borglum Goodman had to
yes, to put it together right. and vision it there and then make it happen.
And find that piece of rock. So,
and they have in the evening, they have a beautiful lighting mm-hmm. ceremony, and they talk about the history of America and why these four presidents were selected. But then in Rapid City, down the hill, is the City of Presidents, and on
right.
every corner in Rapid City is honoring to a president that we've had. And any of those statues have been disturbed, which is beautiful. The most disturbing thing that could happen is during the winter, they'll put hats and scarves on them and for the homeless or mm-hmm. the people that are needing coats and things like that to grab. And I think that's a creative way to outreach to the community. And it is a real piece of heaven right there in Rapid City. But I was telling the story about our community here and telling folks that don't give up on Oregon. We have some incredible communities here, and it really is God's country, and that don't give up. Please pray for us. Please send money to help us and tell our story. And so that's been really a fun time to connect the two communities, in a sense, the two states. And jokingly, a lot of people are like, what's going on with your governor there in,
yeah.
in Oregon?
Wouldn't we all like to know?
Mm-hmm. And now Governor Noem out of South Dakota is considered America's governor. I don't know if you've seen some of the headlines there, but everybody's looking to her for some leadership and her way of dealing with this COVID-19. Now, my question to you, because we're involved in, the best of is involved in so many communities across America. Let's talk a little bit about this. We've talked a little bit about Laconia, New Hampshire, and they're currently, are they in a campaign now?
We're done.
They're all done.
We're in
okay.
celebration mode.
Okay.
And, you know, like we did here in most of our markets, we're doing what we like to call you grab, snap, and go.
Mm-hmm.
So you stop. Pick up your complimentary certificate, because that's the way our programs run mm-hmm. wherever we are. Excuse me. And then have your picture snapped for social media in mm-hmm. front of a banner or mm-hmm. in front of some kind of a graphic. And then you're on your way. So most of the markets love to have big celebrations and parties.
Mm-hmm. All right. That
sounds
was
like
fun.
Somebody's. I don't know what that was.
Someone's joining in the conversation.
But it still gives people an opportunity to stop. So we're doing that in Laconia. They're mm-hmm. doing that tomorrow at the newspaper office. We have contests running right now in Spencer, Iowa, mm-hmm. which is a great, if you've never ever been to Spencer, then you know how great Spencer
is. Oh, yes. It's a nice community.
We're in Clarksville, Tennessee,
mm-hmm.
Which is on the border of Tennessee and Kentucky,
mm-hmm.
Outside of I believe it's Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
And we're in Champaign.
I can learn to
Urbana.
Understand you much.
Oh.
Okay. Thank you, Siri. We're in Champaign, Urbana, Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
We are in getting ready. We'll be next year in Des Moines,
mm-hmm.
Iowa. We're starting in a couple of weeks in Laguna Beach, California. So, and of course, Las Vegas voting starts on September 2nd. So if you're a Vegas fan, that's Best of Las Vegas is starting there.
And that Las Vegas, we'll stop and pause you there for a moment. I want to talk about Las Vegas, because the nice thing about the Best of Las Vegas, for those of us that are traveling to that area mm-hmm. and we're familiar with the Best of Willamette Valley, we can look that up and see what the locals and the highlights of where to go. And I heard something pretty amazing the last couple of days. Sad for Oregon, in a sense, that, you know, everybody's trying to make money for the time they were closed down, right? That rates have gone up, particularly at the coast. But I have friends that had an anniversary over the weekend, and they looked at going to the coast. but it was going to be significantly higher. They got a good deal to go to Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
So there's some really good deals right now going on at Vegas. What is the culture?
It's not a $4.95 prime rib dinner, but it
right.
is. Well, the culture is they have beds to fill.
Mm.
So there's great promotions.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking about deals that, remarkable deals at the Wynn,
mm-hmm.
At the Encore, at the Venetian, at the Cosmopolitan, at the MGM. They all have fantastic rates, many of them well under $200 a night on a weekend and well under $100 a night if you go Sunday through Thursday. And the airlines, they're almost paying you to go.
Right.
So if, I mean, it doesn't take much to find an $11 fare on like a Frontier airline or Alaska. I'm seeing, you know, $49 fares. So it's, again, you know, they're trying to be in business and stay in business.
Well, and that's something that is good to know. The best of is about done. You said you're just launching it in Vegas. It's done in Laconia.
Right.
So that's also another area to travel to that's so beautiful.
Absolutely.
And
if you've never been to Lake Winnipesaukee, well, the whole country is a wonderful place to go to.
Yeah,
so.
We have such a beautiful country. And I know some people are frustrated that they can't travel out of country right now with their vacation plans. But we have a beautiful country to visit, lots of things to see. And certainly, you know, traveling on the airlines, we just got back.
Mm-hmm.
People are starting to travel again. People are doing the best that they can to wear their masks and stay socially distant and all of that. But it's game on. People are wanting to go somewhere. And I think it's time.
Yeah, and that's the new surge is getting back to, you got to figure out how to get back to it. So
if you're a fairly new business in the area and our campaign here won't start until next spring, when is the start date for nominations and things for 2021?
We'll start early promotion and early securing space in February, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be updating the marketing site Shop Best of ShopBio, that's the Willamette Valley.
Yes.
So we'll be updating that calendar soon. But so that starts. But in the meantime, you can send us your information. We'll put you on our website.
Mm.
There's no cost for that.
Mm-hmm.
Send us a story. We're still sharing what's good. So if you're new or you need a boost or you're doing something special for the good of the cause or cause that's good, then.
Good. I see that there's a nonprofit category.
Yep.
And I want to encourage my friends in nonprofit to make sure that you get nominated. I think it's more exposure. It's certainly important to be on there as well. We don't think of it as necessarily as regular business, but it is. You're meeting people's needs and you have donors that want to partner with you.
Hundreds of thousands of people are looking at the social media when it's on.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are trying to promote yourself, when we're running our contest, our social media is so heightened that and it's an opportunity to have people come in and try.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if there's 35 places that are vying for best burger, well, gosh, try at least 10 of them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and
yeah.
Then make your decisions.
Oh, I think that's really good. What about people that have home-based businesses? How do you qualify? What's your qualification? Maybe we can talk about that when
sure.
we come back from this break. You're listening to wonderful news this morning that you can use. We were talking about the best of Willamette Valley businesses that you voted on and how we can get involved next year. We'll be back after this.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. It's going to be another beautiful day. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. I'm Stacy Ann, and I'm hanging out this morning with Bill Cummings, the best of Willamette Valley, and we are talking about all kinds of fun things in regards to business and promoting business. And I have to say, Bill, my friend Rebecca. What a sweet story. She has the trunk downtown, a little consignment. No, it's not really. It's a resell of clothing, gently used clothing. And it's not consignment where that's the kind of world my mom's worked in many years. She goes out and finds really good clothing that's already been utilized, right? And she resells it. And you get name brand things at really good prices. And I've always been one to shop like that. I mm-hmm. love to find a good deal. I don't have a problem if it's been in someone else's closet for a season. If I like it and it looks good, I'll buy it. And some people, my daughter-in-law is not real big on reused clothing, and that's her prerogative. She doesn't have to, but I love a good deal and I love to get name brand stuff. And so what this little exercise of who's the best of the best and her getting her award has done for her, I believe during COVID, is phenomenal mm-hmm. because I believe people are looking at it and going, oh, I didn't even know this cute little boutique right. was here. And she's having people visit her and she's got her award up, and she really needed that encouragement. I have to say,
she has a window decal mm-hmm. in the window too. She's right downtown. We're mm-hmm. our offices are right downtown. We're headquartered yes. here in downtown Salem. So
fantastic.
She's next to the or in the same block as the Elsinore Theater.
Yes, yes.
And it's a great shop, very eclectic.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, the one thing we were talking earlier about restaurants, it feels so good. There's such a cool vibe going on now
yes.
in downtown Salem with
yes.
restaurants. If you've driven on the weekend or the dinner hour, there are people out. I mean, it's al fresco.
Mm-hmm.
They're sitting at tables mm-hmm. outside. You know, they've done the thing where they're blocking off mm-hmm. the some of the street. But it's really cool. I don't know. It's very international.
It feels European mm-hmm. in a sense. And I've not been to Europe, but from movies and things where people are on the patio or outside dining, and it feels, and it's fun.
Well, you kind of expect that. Like in Laguna Beach, they do that. Mm-hmm. And they blocked off a street, mm-hmm. a promenade, mm-hmm. and they've started. So you kind of expect that from a Laguna Beach or a Newport mm-hmm. Beach or you know, maybe a Seattle or, mm-hmm. I know, but in our little Salem,
right.
I mean, it's a wonderful thing. So I would encourage people to get out,
mm-hmm.
sit
support
down
these
and
businesses,
and it's beautiful weather at 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock last night when I was leaving the office. The weather was just perfect.
Yes, and we had an opportunity on our way back. We stopped after we were picked up from the airport and ate outside on a patio like that extended into the street. And mm-hmm. it's just a fun community feel, even though we're still through this COVID and all these guidelines that we have to follow. It was incredible to experience the beautiful fresh air and the Willamette Valley climate. You know, mm-hmm. we're very blessed to live where we're living right now. And I encourage those that have not experienced that. It's way better than eating inside, I think.
It is. And I mean, it's just a very social experience.
Mm-hmm.
Come out of hibernation.
Yeah, it's time. It's time to enjoy downtown Salem. And is that every day or is that just over the weekend?
It sure seems every day. I mean, and lunch is even getting crowded again. So.
Good. So get out and enjoy a wonderful festivity of
a lot
downtown.
3-hour free parking in the downtown corridor, though.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Come.
Yes.
I mean, downtown's great. And that's one thing that we love about what we do with the Best of the Willamette Valley is we live here,
mm-hmm.
we eat here, we do business here, we sleep here.
Mm-hmm.
So our friends at the newspaper don't do that anymore. So,
well, I do think it's important that we also let our elected leaders know that we enjoy this.
Mm-hmm.
Let our counselors and our commissioners know, and those that are making and maybe bending the rules or changing things up, if no penalty for parking more than an hour or whatever. I think that's free parking. That's incredible. That's helping the businesses downtown. We need to let our elected leaders know that we appreciate that and we support that, and maybe we'll do business differently.
Right.
When things kind of settle down from COVID.
You know, the other thing that's cool and it doesn't cost anything, when you're having dinner, ask to talk to the manager or
mm-hmm.
the owner. Have them come over and say, thank you for doing this.
Yes, yes.
I mean, because they don't have to do that.
When another thing that's really happening that I've witnessed is your servers,
mm-hmm.
they're tipping. Tipping has gone up. People know that people have had a hard time,
mm-hmm.
particularly those in the service industry. And so I see people tipping extra or rounding up even more so. And so I think it's important to take care of our service industry as well.
Absolutely.
Yes. And so as we continue the conversation this morning and you're looking at, well, I don't know much about the best of, I want to encourage you here at the studio. We have some of these little booklets here during business hours. You're welcome to stop by and get your own little booklet, Best of the Willamette Valley, or any of the 329 businesses. I'm sure they still have some booklets, perhaps.
I just went and got a slice of New York pizza. Because mm-hmm. it's Cheap Eats, and we mm-hmm. have a stack of books there. So,
awesome.
Or they can come to our office. We have them right outside of our door. You don't have to touch us. We're on the third floor at the Oregon Building at 949 State Street. So.
Okay, and you're right around the corner, that new, that just opened up, Fork 40, is
next
that right?
Next door to Fork 40.
Yes, mm-hmm. that's a new little place too. And so this little book is very helpful. You can also, on your phone or on your iPad or your computer, you can go to thebestofthewillamettevalley.com, get engaged, get involved. There's stories there. You were talking about starting to feature, you know, folks in the community, things like that coming up. So things to keep you engaged throughout the year, not just during the campaign season, correct?
Right. We actually have a writer that is doing some investigative journalism to find people that are really doing cool things in business that we think it's unique and...
Yeah, well, I think it's time that we stay connected, and I thank the Best of the Willamette Valley and your team. You have an awesome team of folks that are working together to make this happen, not just here, but all around the country and other communities, replicating this same, bringing a breath of fresh air and something to look forward to, a dose of positiveness during sometimes when people say this is kind of a sad time that we're walking through with the COVID-19. So thank you for what you're doing and your team.
Well, it's our pleasure. We like it.
Yep, and we will continue the conversation and have you back to co-host maybe like next month or something. You want to come back in and
sure.
we'll talk about what's happening and maybe give us an update on some of these other communities and certainly...
We'll give you an update on what's happening in Vegas.
Yes.
Maybe we'll have some WADA deals that we can even bring.
Oh.
Maybe. I don't know.
What is a WADA deal?
I don't know.
Oh.
We'll have to make it up.
We'll have to make it up as we go. That's live radio for you, right? I know that there's a Whataburger out there somewhere. So what a
there
deal.
Is.
I love that. And I love when I was in Rapid City, the local radio station that I worked for, they're doing like coupon deals and mm-hmm. things through the radio station. I'm thinking, my ding, 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 we could do something like that maybe as well. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. We've had fun hanging out in the conversation with Bill Cummings this morning. Thank you so much for all that you're doing for our community.
Thanks for having me.
All right. You all have a wonderful day. Remember, over, under, around, or through, no matter what you're facing today, yep, you and I, we're overcomers. Have a great day.